This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Lobbying comes in many forms. Meetings and phone calls and quiet chats in the corridors of power. Also, in academic papers. A story in the Wall Street Journal today highlights how Google's Washington-based lobbying shop uses academic research to expand its influence. Brody Mullins had the story in the Journal today. Thanks for coming on the program.
Thanks for having me.
When you say academic research, these are college professors, university professors, writing academic, usually, I assume, peer-reviewed papers that get published in journals, right?
Exactly. They're mainly law professors who are writing about intellectual property or antitrust issues or privacy issues, all the major public policy issues that Google cares about. These are issues that the government right now is sort of fighting about, and Google is essentially helping to generate lots of opinion at universities on those topics.
How does it work? Does Google put out an RFP, basically, a request for proposals, and say, listen, we want a paper on XYZ, or what's the process?
That's a really good question. It doesn't exactly work like that. It's more like Google will sort of monitor various professors and what they are writing about, and they'll find professors who happen to be taking the positions that are supported by Google. Google then reach out to those folks and say, hey, you know, we like what you're doing. We'd like you to keep doing it. We can fund your research. We can give you some more money to hire some other people or cover some expenses. And Google is careful to say they're not paying exactly for you to take the Google position, but they sort of know from the past that you're already there.
Does Google see these papers before they get published and disseminated?
In some cases, the records that we found show that they do see the papers. The professors would, sort of as a professional courtesy, send the papers to Google and say, hey, you know, let me know what your thoughts are. The professors that we spoke with said that that's a very normal practice, that it doesn't look as bad as it sounds. And what they say is that, you know, they're writing about a company or they're writing about an industry where the people in the industry themselves are the experts. They want to get the input from the companies because the companies at the end of the day are the experts. At the same time, it does just, you know, seem odd that, you know, you'd write a paper and then make sure it's okay with the company.
What about disclosure of the funding relationship?
Google says that it requires or asks its the professors who receive the funding to disclose the source of the funding. What we found, though, is a lot of instances where professors didn't disclose. Some say it was a mistake. Some say they're not required to. The key sort of is that there's no standard rules. Something that I found interesting was that I think we all remember years ago there were a bunch of scandals with pharmaceutical companies and tobacco companies funding medical research, and the research report would come out and say, hey, tobacco is not bad for you.
Right.
And it turned out that was all paid for by the tobacco companies. That led to the creation of rules and standards at medical schools. This research is at law schools. Law schools don't have any rules. The tech community and these you know, intellectual property issues are new. So the law schools now are just beginning to wrestle with what their rules are.
We should point out here, and you say this in the piece, other companies, you know, Microsoft and Verizon and AT&T, they fund research that is sort of has a countervailing viewpoint to what Google wants to see happen public policy-wise.
Yeah, this is not just Google. We found Google to have the most extensive of these operations. However, there's research being funded on all sides of the issues. This is not a brand new issue. It's sort of new in the tech space because the tech space is new.
Google, when you called them and said, hey, we got this story we're doing, what'd they say?
They said that everyone does this. Google said that the funding of academic research is something that's gone on for a long time in other industries. They say that many other companies in the tech space do the same thing, and all those things are true.
Brody Mullins, he's an investigative reporter for the Wall Street Journal. Brody, thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me.